Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, June 6th, D-Day. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. It's your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. On today's edition, same-sex marriage licenses, Governor Dayton says he may look at tax cuts, Tom Emmer is in the 6th, but he's not the only one, and we'll talk with another Republican candidate who's looking at a run for Congress. Couples are headed to license bureaus in the Twin Cities this morning to make the first applications for same-sex marriage licenses in Minnesota. Tim Nelson reports.
Three counties, Hennepin, Ramsey, and Washington, are getting an early start on taking applications for marriage licenses that will no longer require a man and a woman to apply. Same-sex marriages will be legal in Minnesota on August 1st, and couples can start the process of getting their licenses today. Al Giroux is a corporate trainer in downtown Minneapolis and was the first in line at the Hennepin County Government Center at 6 o'clock this morning. He was joined by his partner, Jeff Isaacson, a banking analyst. Giroux said they met 11 years ago.
We've been waiting a long time, so we wanted to be first in line, and it's a historic day, so we wanted to be here, yeah, of course.
Giroux and Isaacson say they plan to be among the couples married by Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak when City Hall opens for the first marriages shortly after midnight on August 1st. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
The longest-serving member of Minnesota's congressional delegation says he's likely to run for office again. Brett Neely has more. 3-2-1. DFL Governor Mark Dayton is defending Minnesota's recent income tax increase on top earners as lawmakers in Wisconsin consider a plan to cut income taxes. The majority of the proposed cut in Wisconsin would benefit those earning more than $100,000 a year. Dayton told reporters yesterday he didn't know the specifics of the Wisconsin proposal, but he said that while Minnesota's taxes are higher than most other states, its economic performance is also better than most, including Wisconsin.
We have a formula that works for us, a high-value, well-educated people and very productive people, and you know, we'll keep working on that. But if we get some surpluses in the next year or two, which are promising so far, and we get the school debt paid off, nothing I would rather do than reduce taxes.
Dayton said a tax cut could be up for consideration as soon as next session, but more likely in 2015. The first-term Democrat is running for re-election next year. Former state representative and gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer is running for the 6th District congressional seat. Emmer told a crowd gathered in Delano last night that it's important to keep the seat in Republican hands. He said he will abide by the party endorsement.
I think the endorsement is the most important thing that anyone can get. Yes, that's the answer. The people that are the most important, if there is such a thing, to beginning this process are those grassroots people. It starts there, and then they're the ones that do the work of knocking on doors, pounding in signs, and helping you get over the hurdle of the general election.
Emmer lost to Governor Mark Dayton in 2010. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann said last week she wouldn't be running for re-election. In a statement, State DFL Chairman Ken Martin said Emmer is a voice for the hardcore right wing. The only announced DFL candidate, businessman Jim Graves, has dropped out of the race. There are other Republicans interested in running as well. Anoka County Commissioner Rhonda Sevaraja is one of them. Another is State Senator John Peterson of St. Cloud. I called Senator Peterson this morning, asked him why he thinks he should be the Republican candidate.
The 6th District is a very special place, which includes my hometown where I'm from. I grew up in Buffalo on a farm out in Maple Lake Township, and I live in St. Cloud now and raised my family and in St. Cloud. And, the 6th District is a very special place, and I've received a great deal of unsolicited comments in terms of folks thinking I ought to take a look at this, a serious look at this, and the way it's moving forward right now. I've had a real good week, and I would say at this point I'd be filing as a candidate before the end of the month. As you may know, the federal rules require you to file as a candidate once you raise a certain amount of money, and we should have that accomplished before the end of the week, and we would have 15 days to go ahead and file at that point. So.
What are the issues that you think are most important or the ones you would really push in Washington?
Well, at this point, for every working person and family in the 6th District, it still, I believe, is about our economy and jobs. A situation we have right now is we have a very uncertain economy that is creating a great deal of extra work, you know, for folks that provide jobs and create jobs. It's creating a great deal of extra attention. Certainly, we're going through things right now that the federal government are implementing in terms of the Federal Health Care Act is creating a significant amount of burden and burning up a significant amount of time for staff and employers in terms of trying to get ready. And that's a perfect example of something that the federal government is implementing. Whether it should be done or not, that's another discussion to have, but certainly it's done in a better way. You know, I'm an elected official that likes to move slowly, move with a very thoughtful process in small steps, rather than making these large, massive changes that throw people's lives into a whirlwind and a tailspin by creating all this extra burden and paperwork and regulations for folks to have to try and work through.
It sounds like you would take a different approach from Michelle Bachmann. She is obviously a unique politician. Do you think the district is looking for somebody more like her or for somebody different at this point?
Well, I am. I would say I'm very different from Michelle Bachmann. You know, from my perspective, certainly I am a small business person. You know, I go to work every day at a concrete block plant. We make a concrete block, and I try it the next day. You know, we have 85 employees there. I have a real good understanding what working families are going through on a day-to-day basis, what they need from their employer in order to be able to raise their families and be productive and move forward in an economy that's very, very difficult at this time. I think my record as a state senator is what people can expect from me as their congressman. I have an open-door policy. I will always talk to people on both sides of the issues. I have an open mind. I listen to people and will bring solutions towards the issues that they identify as being problems in the 6th District. And I'll work together with those constituents and those residents to find solutions and solve those problems and be an effective congressman in Washington on Capitol Hill.
I'm sure you're aware, Tom Emmer announced last night there are other people out there looking at the office. Why would you be a better fit, do you think, than Tom Emmer and some of these others who have said they're interested in running?
You know, again, I think I have a very different personality from Tom Emmer. I'm not a professional media person. I'm not a professional politician. Like I said, I'm a manufacturer and a salesman. That's what I do. That's what served me well. That's how I provide for my family and help provide jobs in central Minnesota. That's a perspective that is lacking on Capitol Hill right now. There in Minnesota, there seems to be a trend of business people running for office. I'm one of those business people. I have a very very different background than Tom Emmer, and I think that brings a different perspective. The way I've served my district in St. Cloud, you know, I've won four very difficult elections in a split district in 6 years. I've won two city council races and two state senate. I think that communicates to you know, our residents that I'm a person that can bring people together. I'm a person that can work towards those solutions. You know, as I said before, I'll talk to people on both sides of those issues before I cast a vote and make a decision that I think will be best for the 6th District of Minnesota.
It looks like it's going to be a contest for the endorsement. Will you abide by the Republican endorsement?
Well, that's a decision we're not going to make now. You know, our committee is just starting to meet on a regular basis, and I don't think it's wise to put our campaign in that type of box at this point. But I do want the endorsement. I'm going to be pursuing it at this point and working towards that goal in terms of the convention coming up sometime the first part of next year.
And no Democratic candidate since Jim Graves dropped out. Do you think a Democrat has a chance in the 6th District, or is this a pretty Republican district?
I think anybody's got a chance. In that regard, it's a situation where I don't have a long history of being a political activist myself. You know, the first time I ever asked for a Republican endorsement was in 2010 when I walked into the local BPOU meeting. I had never been to a BPOU meeting in my life until I wanted to be the Republican senator from St. Cloud. And so from that aspect, I am certainly a Republican. I'm a fiscal conservative first. But as far as a lot of the details that go into party internal politics, I am no expert by any means. But I believe, the residents of the 6th District are looking for somebody that can represent them fairly, and I'm the person to do that.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a really interesting year.
I hope so, yeah.
I appreciate your talking with me.
You bet.
That's Republican State Senator John Peterson of St. Cloud, a Republican who says he's ready to run for the 6th Congressional District seat. Well, that is your Polycast for this Thursday. It's your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.